Blog Talk Radio.
Psalm 27:13, David said, I had fainted lest I had believed to see the goodness of God in the land of the living. And what we come to understand and know that even when it doesn't look good, it works for the good. To all those that are called according to his purpose, help me say, songs
are good.
It's all God.
It's all God.
Everything going on in my life.
All
and it's all God.
It's all God.
Had a few hills to climb.
It's all good.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
It's all God.
I don't know what they're facing tonight.
It's all good.
But I know it's all.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. I know the young people can relate to that song. And so can I. You know, it has that little hip-hop flavor. But you know that was the Soul Stirrers. And there are some young men. But they also had a seasoned veteran singing along with them, Pastor Marvin Winans, my grandson. And those kids, they love that song. So I thought it would be appropriate today. We're talking about it's all good, but we got to know that it's all God. Because if it wasn't for God, wouldn't be any goodness. Amen? So I enjoy that little song. You know, sometimes they'll put it on repeat. I say, okay, money in my pocket, cars in the driveway, all that stuff is good and dandy. But guess what? You better know where your help coming from. And I tell them all the time, that's all good, the bling bling and all of that. But guess what, baby? I know where my help come from. My help coming from the Lord. Amen. Because all of these earthly, tangible things, they're going to pass away. But this word is forever settled in heaven. Amen, amen. So we're just so happy. We're excited in our soul on today, and we thank God for another wonderful opportunity to be able to come on this broadcast and lift up the name of Jesus. We thank him for each and every one of our listeners. We thank him for even those that's listening live on the internet, and those that may visit the chat room a little bit later. We thank God for you. I tell you, because sometimes this is a little, this highway is a highway that you don't see a lot of folks traveling on. You know, the Bible say broad is the way. So, you know, you have to be careful on how you really travel this highway. You know, there is a highway, and people sing it all the time. It's a highway to heaven. Hallelujah. But you have to stay focused, because sometimes there's going to be some detours. Sometimes there's going to be some distractions. There's going to be some obstacles. But you got to keep your eyes focused. Hallelujah. You got to know where you're trying to go to. And the only way you can know that is you follow this manual. You follow this roadmap, and that is the Bible. If we keep this manual ever before us, I tell you what, something, I'm not guaranteeing you that you won't have any distractions. I'm not telling you that there won't be any obstacles in your vision. Sometimes may not be blurred. But I will tell you this, that God will clear the floor. We'll clear the fog. Amen. The fog is only going to last for a little while. But you know, when light begins to come out, to come in, and God's sun begins to shine, then you see that fog lifting. Amen. So I thank God for lifting that fog one day in my life. And as I say, and as we're going to hear on today, we know that there's nothing impossible for God. Amen. So we're just so grateful to have all of you all, even our first-time listeners and our first-time callers joining us on today. And I tell you, we're in for a treat. We had a beautiful treat on Monday with Elder Gates. I tell you, young man out of Oklahoma City. And I tell you, he brought the word. And then on yesterday, I tell you, just get sweeter and sweeter. Mother Faith. A prophetess, Patricia Space. Ah, God, she took us to another level. Amen. And today we have a young man all the way out of the Carolinas, and he's going to do the same thing for us on today. So I'm just thankful and I'm grateful, and I praise God for what he's doing in our lives. Amen. And what I want to do is I'm going to go to area code 502, and I think this is Pastor Merrill, and we're going to ask him to open up with the word of prayer for us on today, and we're going to get right on into the word. And I want you all to know that we were on for 90 minutes, and I increased those live minutes to 2 hours, so now we have 120 minutes. So So I want to give this young man ample enough time to speak God's word into our hearing on today. So take your time and just let the Lord have his way. God is so good. I remember 13 months ago when we began this journey on Blog Talk Radio, we were in a little trial period for 30 minutes, and then they gave you another additional 30 minutes recording time. But after those 60 days, then we were granted these 90 minutes, and now the Lord has favored us with 120 minutes, and it doesn't change our pricing or anything. So look at God. God always rewards us. Amen. So we're going to go to Pastor Merrill. I think that is him. And ask him, just open up with a word of prayer. God bless you, man of God. Is that Pastor Merrill? 502?
Burroughs.
Morrow.
God bless you, Mother.
God bless you. How you doing, Pastor?
I'm wonderful. Thank you. Amen.
So good to see you with us again today.
Yes. Father, we thank you. We bless you. We praise you for this day. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your gathering of your people today. Thank you for our mother, O God, that would come out and begin to cry out to the people of God. Now, Father, we ask that you would have your right of way in this place. Have your right of way even through the man of God to bring the word of God. Father, we ask that your anointing will rest on his life today. Amen, that he will preach the unadulterated word, the anointing that makes preaching easy, the anointing that destroys every yoke. Now, Father, we ask that you would bless each and every one under the sound of my voice and those that are listening on today. Oh, God, we thank you, and we ask that you have your way and have your right of way. In Jesus' name, amen. Glory to God.
Amen, amen. We also see Mother Richards on the line, and Elder Gates, and Evangelist Kinnaman is on the line. We thank God for each and every one of you. And we have the Carolinas is lit up today for Pastor Johnson. So we thank God for them being on the line with us, and we're going to go to them a little bit later in the broadcast. But at this time, we just like to always have a little bio on our, especially our first-time speakers on the broadcast. So we just have a little bio that we want to read about this wonderful young man of God. And it says Apostle Timothy L. Johnson was born August 28, 1978. My God, that year I had both of my kids, not that same year, but in that era, to Sarah and William Johnson. He attended Lee Senior High School in Sanford, North Carolina, and has an associate degree in psychology from the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, and also has an associate of arts from Central Carolina Community College. Apostle Johnson accepted Christ at the young age of 13 and was called to the ministry at the age of 20 years old. My God. Apostle Johnson founded New Joy International Ministry in 2011 and is a covering for Victoria's Voice Outreach International Ministries, Raleigh, North Carolina, Church of God in Christ, Dunn, North Carolina, and also Anointed Touch Outreach Ministry in Garner, North Carolina, and also oversees some other ministries as well. Apostle Timothy Johnson is the head men's coach and founder of Stillwater Christian Prep, founded in 2010. Apostle Johnson has a heart for the youth and the community. He is a true and anointed as well as appointed man of God that has strong faith and preaches the word rightly, dividing it as God would have him to do so. So we are just so elated, we are so honored, and we are so humbled and overjoyed today to have him to be our speaker for on this hour, and I just want to tell you what really just impressed me with this young man is, you know, after he came on the first day when Elder Gates was ministering on Monday, and he called me and he just offered some encouragement and also offered support. And you just don't find that today. People are not willing to just step up and say, is it anything that I can do, anything I can assist you with? I am available. And sometimes you need that encouragement, not that you are going to call them and wear them out, but just to hear somebody make an offer like that, that just goes into the marrow of your bones. So I tell you, I was very impressed. And I felt a kindred spirit and a connection. And, you know, you just don't feel that with everybody. You know, we're very cautious. I have a mother that's not saving. She don't trust anybody. Hallelujah. But how many know those that are in Christ Jesus, we are new creatures. Amen. So we have to be trusting of one another. Amen. So it gives me great pleasure to introduce to some and present to others our speaker for this hour, and that's none other than Apostle Timothy Johnson of New Joy International Ministries in North Carolina. God bless you, Apostle Johnson.
Amen. Grace and peace to all. We're certainly honored and privileged to be a part of God's people to share with you. I give honor to this great woman of God for this opportunity, for this space. I thank God for all the ecclesia, all God's people in their respective places and areas. I do honor God for every bishop, every apostle, every prophet, everyone that is present. Everybody is somebody in the kingdom of God. Amen. So truly we're excited about this opportunity. We're excited about God on today and to hear what God is saying. Truly we know that we've been studying in the book of Acts and just going through, dealing with some different things and looking at what God is having to say. I got a very good number. I got Acts chapter number 7 on today, and I love that number 7. It's just amazing. It's amazing what you can see and you can feel just dealing with there. We're going to look at Acts 7 today, and we're going to look at Acts 7 and 3. We're going to look at Acts 7 through 10. We're going to also look at Acts 7 and 33. We're going to look at Acts 7, 49 and 50, and we're going to look at verse 55 as well. We're going to have my administrator and one of our pastors in the gospel, Pastor Mims, to read for me on today. And we're going to first start reading on Acts chapter, verse 7, Acts 7, verse 3.
Coming from the NIV version. Leave your country and your people. God said, and go to the land I will show you. Acts 7 and 7, but I will punish the nation they serve as slaves. God said, and afterward they will come out of that country and worship me in this place. Then he gave Abraham the covenant of circumcision, and Abraham became the father of Isaac and circumcised him 8 days after his birth. Later Isaac became the father of Jacob, and Jacob became the father of the 12 patriarchs. Because the patriarchs were jealous of Joseph, they sold him as a slave into Egypt. But God was with him and rescued him from all his troubles. He gave Joseph wisdom and enabled him to gain the goodwill of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. So he made him ruler over Egypt and all his power. Now we're going to 7 and 33. Then the Lord said to him, take off your sandals. The place where you are standing is holy ground. 7 and 49. Heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool. What kind of house will you build for me, says the Lord, or where will my resting place be? Has not my hand made all these things? And 7 and 55. But Stephen, full of the Holy Spirit, looked up to heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. And that concludes the reading of the word.
Amen. Thank you so much. Let us pray. Most gracious and kind Father, we thank you for this time. We thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for who you are, God. God, we ask you to allow Tim to decrease, God, and allow you to increase. Father, we ask you to let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, thy strength and thy redeemer. Father, strengthen me in this hour and strengthen therefore your people. And Father, we bless you and give your name praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Today I want to use for a subject, to be or not to be. I want to use for a subtopic, they didn't accept me, but look at me now. I want to begin to look at what we're talking about on today. We said to be or not to be. We understand here that we're seeing in Acts chapter 7, verse 3, it says, and he said unto him, get ye out of the country for your kindred and come unto the land which I shall show you. We understand that everywhere we are, that people will not accept us for who we are, especially it seems to be our family, our loved ones, people that are supposed to be the ones that help celebrate and be excited about how God is using us in our lives. But how many on today know that people are not excited about what God is doing in us and around us? We're living in a nation in a time to where people need to be delivered from competition and understand that it's all about the master. That's the reason why the Bible says that many are called, but few are chosen. Because we have people that are imitating and trying to do things that are not approach to do it. Yesterday we learned when Mother Spence was talking, she was telling us about whether you are, if you're an apostle and you're a prophet, are you truly called to the office from which God has set you forth to do. We understand that when God is setting us up, he always has to take us away from the naysayers and the haters, because if he leaves us there long enough, we might die where we are. But we have to understand that God has positioned us to where we can't die, we must live. We'll live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. It's, I've said we're talking today about to be or not to be. To be or not to be is to understand whether you're going to do something or whether you're not going to do it. Whatever you're going to do, you have to do for the glory of God. You cannot do it for the sake of man, because man will fail you, but God will always be there. Amen? You've got to understand on today that God is on our side. He's there to see us through every situation and every circumstance. We've got to understand today that God is on our side. He says in verse 7, he says, the nations to whom shall be bottomed and judged, said God, and after shall they come forth to serve me in this place. Then he goes on and says, and he gave him the covenant of circumcision. Now, we understand that circumcision is the removal of skin that is not necessarily needed. Amen? There's a lot of things in our life and a lot of people that are not needed in our lives. And God wants to spiritually cut some people out of our lives that we don't need there, that are trying to hold us in a place to where God is trying to exalt us to. So we got to get an understanding today to know who we really are. You have to ask yourself on the inside, do I know who I really am? Because it's either to be or not to be. You can't be in this thing walking with God and you let somebody tell you that you're not who God called you to be. When you know that you're called and you've been set out, you continue to walk in this journey. You begin to continue to let God use you in the way that he desires to use you. Amen? You have to get to a place to where enough is enough. I'm not listening to this negativity. I could care less of what you have to say about me, because I know who I really am. I am who my daddy says I am. I am set apart because God has set me in this order. Amen? So he says, watch this. He says, and he gave them the covenant of circumcision. And Abraham fathered and Isaac and circumcised them on the eighth day. And they said further, and Jacob further, and 12. Okay, now we're understanding that we're getting rid of some things.
Circumcision was a point to where there was skin removal. Now we need to understand that in this modern time, we need to give ourselves a circumcision and cut some things out of our heart that we don't need. We need, in order to keep the Spirit of God, you got to make sure that you allow the Holy Ghost to dwell on the inside. The Bible says that the Holy Ghost won't dwell in an unclean place. So we got to understand that this body is the temple of the Lord, and it's either to be or not to be. It's either to understand, we have to understand that God has set us in this divine place for this divine timing, such as this, that God is trying to do something amazing within this hour, but we've got to be willing to let him, amen? We got to be able to let God come in and do the circumcision that he wants to do in our lives. He wants to cut off dead weight around you. Some of us got weights and shackles holding us down. We're walking in ministry, but we're in bondage because we're remembering what somebody else said. But what about what God is saying? We've got to understand today it is what God is saying to us within this hour and within this day. To be or not to be is the question. Then we ask ourselves, we say, now we have to hear and understand that he says, and he delivered him out of all the afflictions. Understand that God wants to deliver some of us from all the things that we've been going through, all the sickness, everything that tries to torment your life, everything that tries to fonder you, everything that tries to hold you down. God is saying enough is enough. God is saying that I'm ready to raise up a nation. I'm ready to bring up a body of believers who just trust me and believe me. That's why we have lines like this. That's why we pray together, because we know that there's strength and unity that's coming together as one, that we're building iron, sharpening iron, that we're getting this thing together. Amen? Understand that God is trying to say something today. He wants us to know it's either to be or not to be, that as a soldier, you have to stand boldly. You cannot keep putting down your position and your rank when you're a soldier in the army, because the biggest thing is that when you're a private, you're not making any money. You don't have any position. You don't have any power. But when you move up in stature, it's because you've grown and matured. Some of us have grown in the kingdom of God, and God has said, now is your time. But God is saying, who are you listening to? God have mercy. Who are you listening to on today? Are you listening to my voice, or are you listening to the voice of man? Are you trusting in me, or are you trusting in somebody else? But now is the time. Now is the time to get up and arise from that dead place, from that place of do nothing, that place to where you feel like all has been lost. It's time to forsake all for God. It's time to let nobody tell you who you aren't, because you know who you really are. There's a thing called a mistaken identity. Some of us have let people give us a mistaken identity. It's time for you to let people know who you really are. It's time for you to let people know that you cannot tell me that I'm somebody else. You can't make me live under the generational curse. You can't make me feel that I'm different than anybody else. You can't make me be anything other than who God is in my life. To be or not to be. Understand today that God is trying to say something clearly, that you must kill off dead weight. You must kill off everything around you that's not positive in your environment. You've got to get rid of the things that are not of God. You've got to put aside every weight and every burden that has tried to so heavily beset you and to try to get you to your thoughts and your mind on things. That's why the Bible said, let this mind be in you that's also in Christ Jesus. And he tells us to renew our mind daily, and he tells us to die daily of what? Our flesh. We need to kill all things each and every day to try to hinder us from being who God is in our lives. Amen?
Amen.
We see that God is up to something. He's up to something. He said, I delivered them out of all the afflictions, and I gave him favor. There's something that we got to understand that I adopted from Mother Spencer the other night when we were talking. She told all the people, she said, understand unmerited favor. Understand that favor has hit our lives. Understand that when favor hits your life, there's nothing that can distract you from understanding that the victory is won. You've got to understand today that the victory is won, that you have unmerited favor. Not only am I saying it, but the word of God is saying it, that after the circumcision came and after the dead weight and the dead skin and other things that weren't necessary, that the favor of God came. And I want you to know today that the favor of God is coming in your life. It's coming to overtake you. It's coming to arrest you on today. I want you to know that God is trying to do something amazing for you in your life. God is trying to get your attention. He's trying to get you to know that today is the day for your miracle. Today is the day for your breakthrough. Today is the day for you to conquer and overcome. Amen? He wants you to know that enough is enough. You kick and you fight enough, but I've got your battle, that the battle is won. He said, favor of the wisdom, insight of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and made him governor over Egypt and all his house. Now, we understand that Pharaoh was a man that ruled and that he didn't have a heart for nobody, that he had a heart to torture. He had a heart to make people understand and know that he was going to be the boss, that he was going to be the big man on site, if I may. But we've got to understand, if we're standing for God, that anything that we build for God, that the gates of hell shall not prevail against it, that God is going to stand by our side. It's time to arrive. You know, I told the people of God on Sunday, they left me for dead, but I'm still alive. I told the people of God on Sunday, I told them, I said, it's time to arise with my subject. And my subtopic was, they left me for dead, but when they came here, I still won't hear. Good God have mercy. Because you got to understand that just like with Jesus, that on the third day, he said, I'm going to get up from here. And when they came back and they were looking and they got there, they looked and they searched and they searched, and he wasn't there. I want you to know there's some people that's coming back to look for you, and they're expecting you to be in the same situation, the same circumstance. They're expecting you to be broke. They're expecting you to be busted and disgusted. But I got news for them today. You're going to get up from where you are, and you're going to move to a new place. You're going to get to the place to where God is going to extend you and wants you to go. There's nothing that can stop you. You got to be like Job. Job said, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. You got to keep a yet somewhere in your spirit. You got to keep a yet on the inside, knowing that everything is going to be all right. I want you to know today, God is up to something great. He's up to something miraculous in our lives. He is excited about you, and he wants to explode you across this nation. But you got to be chosen to do this journey. You got to be chosen to know. You got to know who you are. We said today we're talking about to be or not to be. You got to understand that there's nobody that's going to be able to tell me that I'm not to be anything, because I am who God says I am. I am who God called me, who he set me to be. So when you know that you're in place to where you can change somebody else's life. But when your mind is wavering, you can't change nobody else's mind. When your mind is in disgust, to where you're in despair, and you don't feel like that you can make it, then you can't help nobody else. But we've got to understand today that we've been made endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. I want you to know that there's a joy season that's coming, that is here right now. That every time a situation hits you, it don't matter what time of day it is, you've got to remember the scripture that we've been made endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. And you got to know that your 11:59 is right there right now at whatever time it is in your life. You got to know that God is turning it around. Why? Because it's either you're going to be or not to be. So he says, watch this. He says that there is, he says, said I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Then Moses troubled and cleared not, behold. Then he said, Lord, and then he said them, Lord, to him, put off your shoes and your feet, and for the place where you stand is holy ground. We got to understand that we got to get to a place to where we just consecrate ourselves and we stand into that righteous place, that we stand in that place to where we know that God is on our side and that he's able to keep us from falling. That holy ground is a place that has been set apart for God's glory to hit us. God have mercy. Understand what I'm saying today. That holy ground is a place to where God has ascended. His very presence is there. His very presence is moving. You got to build yourself an altar wherever you are, wherever you pray, whether it's in your prayer closet or whether it's in your house. You got to get to a place to where you call it holy ground.
Holy ground.
God is trying to do something in our lives, but he's calling us back to holiness. He's calling us back to living right. He's calling us back to knowing and understanding who our daddy really is. He's trying to get us to understand some things. He said, you're on holy ground. I have seen the afflictions of many people which are in Egypt, and I have heard them groan and came down to deliver them. Now I come, I will send you unto you. So he's trying to tell them that now I'm getting you to a place of holy ground. I'm getting you to a place to where everything is becoming clean in your life. I want you to know today that God is cleaning up some things in our lives, but he's trying to get us to build him an altar, to build him a place to where holiness is there, to where righteousness is there, righteous living, to where we don't allow things to be subject to our environment. Negativity is not a part of who I am. So if you want to come negative, then you got to get out of my environment. Why? Because I got to keep my ground holy. Why? I got to keep things the way I need it to be. Why? Because I am of God. When you're of God, you don't want to be. You're not afraid to deal with people that are sinners because Jesus sat amongst the sinners. But you can't let them contaminate your environment. Amen?
Come on.
He says, holy ground. I'm dealing with a place of holy ground. We got to come to a place of holy living, to where we understand the more of who God is in our life and around our life. We've got to understand the more that God is doing something brand new in our life, that God is that awesome God. He's Jehovah Jireh, God, our provider, our way maker. He's the peace in the middle of the wheel. Understand something today. He says that we must know and understand who he is. He says, heaven is my throne, and earth is the footstool. Understand something. Heaven is my throne. God is in heaven in an eternal place. God is in a place to where we're hoping to get one day. God is in a place to where he'll take us up if we allow him to take us up into the heavens. He wants to do some things for our lives, but he's looking for us to commit ourselves as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable before him. As the Bible says, without holiness, no man shall see the Father. We must understand today that God is trying to do some amazing things. God is trying to get our attention. He says, heaven is my throne, and earth is my footstool. What house will you build me? God Almighty. And you got to ask a question to yourself today. As leaders, what kind of house are we building, God? Some of us are being robbers of God. You have people throwing up churches everywhere. There's nothing wrong with a storefront, because storefronts have some good Holy Ghost fire church. But you've got so many people that's throwing up churches and call it fire rock baptism, chisel drop this and that and everything else that they could name it. But they have not started it under the name of the Lord. They have not built it under the name of the Lord. They built it out of rebellious spirit. They got angry with somebody and said that the Lord told me to go and start my church. So what they do is they go off and they start a church that they know that they're not even able to build. When you're not able to build a person, it takes you time in ministry. So we got to learn to grow with apostles and bishops and pastors and elders and people around us that can teach us and help us on what we need to do. People are just jumping into churches and confusing people. That's the reason why I said if you build a church on a sound foundation, it's going to sink. But if you build it on a rock foundation, it's going to stand. I want you to know today God is asking you what kind kind of foundation have you built my church on? What are you doing in this life today? God wants to understand, are you understanding what your total purpose is? God wants to understand if you really understand who you really are. He said, for the earth is the footstool. What house will you build me? Now, he's not just talking about a physical house, but he's talking about the spiritual house. You got to be able to build some people. You got to be able to add to their lives and give them the things that they need to grow them. They can't just grow off of the natural food, the meat, the beef, and the seafood. They can't just grow off of that, but they've got to grow off their spiritual food. They've got to be able to sit down at the table and sup with the Lord. They've got to be able to sit down and see that God is on this side, that the Christos, the Christ, the risen Savior, is there to answer every need, that he'll supply all our needs according to his riches and glory. I want you to know today, start building God a house. Start giving God the things that he needs. We said we're talking from a subject today, to be or not to be. If you're going to be, then you're able to build. If you're not going to be, you need to step out the way and let God be God. Let him stand in the way and fight your battle. Let him stand there and be victorious. But I want you to know today that you've got to be who God said you are. I call and prophesy and ask you to come to the forefront. Be who God has set you out to be. He said, now says the Lord, or what is the place of my rest? Good God Almighty, I want you to know today that God is trying to do something, but he's trying to get to a place the way he can just rest a little while. But because we're not doing our job, he got to go out here and get the one that's trying to commit suicide, the one that's out here that's heartbroken, the one that's out here committing adultery, all these other things that are going on in their lives. Now you have God that says, I have to come on the scene and I've got to snatch these things. I've got to work them out because I can't let them die where they are. But he's asking us as men and women of God, when are you going to do your job? When are you going to build me a house? When are you going to set things in order so that people's lives will be changed by the power of God? God have mercy. They have made a decision. We're talking here, and we said in our subtopic, they didn't accept me, but look at me now. I want you to know today there's many that will not accept you for who God has called you to. But as long as you know that God has called you for, you got to keep pressing toward the mark of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. You got to keep going and let the enemy know you will not stop me nor block me. Why? Because I know who I am in God. I know that God has called me to a true and wealthy place. God have mercy. I want you to know today that holy ground and holiness is going to get us where we're going. They didn't accept me. They didn't accept Christ. So why are we so special? The way everybody should accept who we are. Inside, if we be honest with ourselves, the only person that cares anything about our titles are the people that have been taught proper protocol and to respect leadership. But outside of the four walls of the church and the people who know us, they don't know anything about what our title even means. So we got to get off the title and we got to get into God. We've got to understand that the only way to be accepted is if you can reach. God Almighty, I hope you caught that nugget. In order to be accepted, you got to be able to reach. So that means I've got to be able to reach down where somebody that's not on the same level as me can understand me. God have mercy. Understand today that God is trying to get us to a place that where we are accepted by him. But look at me now. Look at the glory of God on my life. Look at how I stand in stature, because I know who I am in God. When I stand up in God, I'm a different person. Why? Because it's the anointing in me and not God. It's not me. It's God. We have to understand that when we look in the mirror every day, we have to ask ourselves and we have to say to ourselves, I know who I really am. I know who I am. This other me was just my birth-given name. But God, what did you call me? You called me blessed. You called me to be used by you. So, God, I'm excited because I know my name. I know that I've been called blessed and chosen by you. I know that I'm favored by you. So I know that enough is enough. I know, God, that you might have to move me from this place to that place. Because if we understand at the beginning of our text, we talked about not being accepted amongst your own people. So sometimes God got to move you out to where everybody else that you know around you don't know you. That the only way people get to know you is by the spirit that you have. God is trying to do something new in our life. He's trying to shake some things up. He's trying to loose some things. So I want you to know today that new territory is coming. It's coming to us in the kingdom of God. That's why God is sending us to the nation. The nation is not always when we are out there and we're going to different countries. The nation is like what we're doing now, preaching on the net where people can hear it across the world, where we can broadcast all across the world. The nations that God has given us when we meet people that are from different countries right there in our area that we're able to minister to. We got this thing all wrong. We're looking at it all the wrong way. But I want you to know that God is doing something special in our lives. Why? Because it's a time to where we got to look at who we really are.
Yeah.
Well, I ask you today, get out and look in the mirror. Go to your nearest mirror. Take a look in the mirror and say, God, am I who you want me to be? God, and who am I who you set me out to be? Am I looking the way you want me to look, God? Because I don't want to fail you. I don't want to fail you. God, I was left for dead, and you came and picked me up on the side of the road. So now that I'm here, now that you've circumcised my heart and cut off everything that I didn't need, God, I'm ready now, God, to move into this new territory. I'm ready to move to this new place, God. Why? Because I know and understand. They didn't accept me, but look at me now. Look at me where I'm at now. I'm highly in you, God. I'm moving with you, God. I'm walking with you. I'm talking with you. Why? Because I'm standing in holy ground. I'm standing in new territory. I'm standing in a place with you, God, that I've never been. In a new realm, in a new anointing, with a new authority, God. Oh, God, I love you today. And I bless you, God, because you're God of a second chance. One of the things I love is the Bible says he's the author and the finisher of our faith. Anybody that knows anything about a book knows that an author is a person that writes the book. A publisher is a person that publishes the book. I want you to know that God is writing a new chapter in your life on today. And he's saying whatever you want is yours for the asking. He's saying to you today that enough is enough. You got to know who you are. You got to know who you belong to. Then you know today that you belong to God, that all things work together for the good, that are called according to his purpose. I want you to know today, it's either to be or not to be. The topic is, they didn't accept me, but look at me now. I want you to know today that God is looking at you, and God is smiling down from heaven, from that throne, and he's saying, I'm happy at my son or daughter. Why? Because they decided that they're going to live holy. They decided that they're going to walk with me. They decided that no matter what no naysayer or anybody else has to say, that they're going to walk with me. Amen. So I want to encourage you today, saints and friends and Ecclesia and everyone in the gospel, that to understand that God is up to something amazing in our lives, that he is showing off us in this season, in this hour. He's allowing people to see that where you left me for dead, I'm not there anymore. Where you talked about me and thought that I would be in this same place, I'm not there anymore. Why? Because I've got up from where I'm at. He arose me from that dead place. Good God have mercy. He arose me from this dead place. I felt like I needed an electrical shock. You know, I had went into a state of arrest to where he had to shock me and bring me back. So now that he brought me back, he has me to understand who I really am. He has me to understand that nobody can tell you any different. Amen? Say today, with the glory of God, with the Christos, the Christ, Jehovah Jireh, God our provider, helps him, our God. I say to you today, It's either to be or not to be. If you say you're going to stand in this thing and work it out.
Yes.
If you're not going to do it, move out of the way and let somebody do it that's been called to do it.
Yes.
Let somebody do it that's chosen by God and it hears from God.
Yes, Lord.
Many are called, but few are chosen. Yeshua, Christ, the Savior, is trying to do something brand new for you on today. I ask you today to let God do a spiritual circumcision on you. Even myself, I ask God to cut me open, God. Whatever is inside of me that needs to be poured out, God, pour it out. Release it, God, right now. So I say to you today, go with this word and be blessed. To be or not to be. From a subtopic, they didn't accept me, but look at me now. Look yourself in the mirror on today and just tell God, thank you for what you have made me. Thank you for what I've become. Thank you, God, for setting me on a new place, on a solid rock foundation. Amen. God bless you on today.
Thank you. Ooh, Jesus, I tell you. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. The man of God has said some things to prick my heart. I don't know about you, but your heart should be sick today. Amen. And so true what he said. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To be or not to be. I remember, thank you, God. Thank you. My granddaughter, she's in her last year with my last granddaughter. She's graduating in May. Hey, I know about she, yeah. Hallelujah. And she's been accepted to two colleges. And she didn't want to go to no community college. She wanted to go to the university. And so, you know, they did not advise her well, the counselors, and that's what they do with our children, you know. They get all confused and don't know what's going on and wait to the last minute and they ill-advise them. So she needed glory to God, if you didn't preach today, Apostle Johnson. She needed 2 years of Spanish to go to Fresno State, and they had accepted, gave her acceptance letter, got everything together. And so she said, Granny, I needed 2 years and just found out I needed 2 years of Spanish. And she had taken Spanish 1, and then when she got ready to take Spanish 2, that class was full and all. Okay. So anyway, she went to our counselor on yesterday, and I tell you, it don't take God all day to move on your behalf. Hallelujah. So she told me to call to Fresno State because a counselor at a high school told her, well, you're not going to be able to go. They will not let you in. You won't be able to go. So, you know, that's final. Hallelujah. But how many know that God has the final say in your life? Hey, hallelujah. I told her, I said, don't do when somebody tell you no and you can't, don't even let that into your spirit. I said, because there's always a way, okay? So I called that university and got somebody on the line, and we talked to them and what have you, and one of the ladies began to tell us about this educational opportunity program called EOP. And she said they will let her in, so she got more credits than what she needs. But I'm telling you, people of God, we can't let taint be in our vocabulary. We can't let taint, that word taint, have anything to do with it. If we're going to trust God like the man of God said, it is to be or not to be. And God's word said it will be. Amen. So after she got off the line and we began to talk to the lady and everything, and she told us what to do, my granddaughter's spirit was lifted again. Because she said, I don't want to go to no Delta College, Granny. And I said, you don't have to go. Don't let folks tell you what you got to do and what you can't do. And, it don't work like that. But I remember on Sunday, and I know it was God interceding,
because Sunday, and I normally don't do that, I let other people pray for my children. But as she was sitting next to me in church, and the spirit was in the church, you know, the spirit just was there. God's presence was there. And I began to lay hands on my granddaughter, and I began to speak life to her because I know that had bothered her. And I said, honey, you go on to that universe. You go on to Fresno State. Hallelujah. And the only way you don't go is if God say you can't go, but you're going. So I began to pray for her. So I tell you, just hearing Apostle Johnson bring this word today and looking even at that chapter 7, you know how Stephen preached and all the different things that they talked about in this chapter. And, you know, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. You know, the earth is his footstool and heaven is his throne. We have to know beyond a shadow of a doubt. I don't care how bleak the situation. He said, it left me for days. Hallelujah, but I'm yet alive. You thought I was dead, huh? Hallelujah, when you came up against me. But I'm reminded of the scripture said, when the enemy comes in like a flood, I don't care how bad it looks. I had people, I'm from New Orleans. Hallelujah, but the Lord knew in 2005 Katrina was coming. He had already preserved and had a place for my mother to come. 40 some odd years in one house, all but when Katrina came through New Orleans, she was displaced for the very first time in her life. But I was there in New Orleans. Let me tell you, and this is just a short check of this man, the priest said today, hallelujah, I was there. I had sent one of my, I allowed one of my granddaughters to go to New Orleans for the summer. But I'm telling you, when God speaks to you, you better obey God and you better listen. You better listen because when he speaks to you, he's doing it for a specific reason, a purpose. And that year, the Lord had spoke to me, and he told me, don't let none of them go to New Orleans for the summer. But this year, this girl was exceptional in school. She never gave me any problems, if you see. So she was on the honor roll and everything. But the Lord had told me, don't let none of them go. But I did not obey God. And I let this girl go to New Orleans, and she stayed down there for 3 months. And when it got time for school to resume in September, where Katrina was August, and this was the weekend she was supposed to return. How about the aunt on the father's side took my granddaughter, she was only 13 years old, took my granddaughter down to CPS and told them that I had abused her. Said I hit her with a curling iron, and I certainly did hit her with the curling iron. I did that, but I didn't abuse her. And so when I got ready, you know, everything was set for her ticket to come home, and I call and, you know, getting everything together when I'm going to pick her up and what have you. Then the aunt tell me she's not coming. I said, what you mean she's not coming? She's not coming. I said, okay. I was in New Orleans that Friday, that weekend of Katrina. I went down there to get my granddaughter. And when I got there, they claimed she had ran away. Now, remember, this is the weekend of the storm coming. And so that Saturday, when I went with the New Orleans Police Department to our grandmother's house. They claimed she had ran away. So that was Saturday. How about a Sunday morning, early Sunday morning, the mayor made an announcement that it was a mandatory evacuation for the city of New Orleans and the surrounding areas. So I had a rental car that weekend, and I begged my mother. I said, come on and let's go. And she did not leave. So two of my brothers and one of my nephews got in the car with us, and we drove to Mississippi to one of my uncle's home. And I tell you, we were there for the entire time. We couldn't see anything, and we caught some of it in Jackson, Mississippi. And how about this same girl? The aunt kept her and had her ripping and running all over from here to there. 6 months she was gone. But we knew she was alive because some of the people had seen her down there in Texas in the Superdome. So I just kept her before the Lord. I knew she was alive. I knew she wasn't dead. You know, they were just running. So it was just a matter of time. So they had to go and interview all of my grandchildren and all of this. So it was 6 months, and she was living in fear every day because she knew that her granny hadn't just laid down like nothing had happened. I'm a fighter. I'm a warrior. I'm not laying down. But I had to wait that thing out. So it was about 6 months later, the district attorney, make a long story short, they went down and found her. She was in Lucky, Louisiana. She was only in the seventh grade then. And when she said, when they came that morning and they called her name and told her to come to the office, she already knew what the deal was. They was there to pick you up and bring you on back here to Stockton. So I'm telling you, people, the devil set traps for you, people of God. But if it is to be, how it is to be or not to be. And guess what? My script has already been written. And each one of our scripts has been written. We can abort that script. Hallelujah. And we cannot walk in the will of God and the ways of God. And then we have to suffer. We have to suffer because of that. So none of us are exempt from suffering. None of us are exempt from going through. None of us are exempt from persecution. None of us are exempt from being stoned. This man of God has preached. They left me put for dead. But guess what? They didn't know I was still alive. You know, you hear on the news sometimes stories where people done came in and murdered the family, and one child may have hid, and they lived, and, you know, they lived a nightmare and saw murders, their parents, and what have you. But God always have a remnant, I tell you. God always have a remnant. He said, I will not destroy the righteous with the wicked. Amen. So, ooh, Lord, my heart is rejoicing. I'm full of this. Apostle Johnson, you have encouraged my spirit and encouraged me because you know what? During this walk, honey, you gonna get tired. I don't sing that song, I'm not tired yet. Yeah, I've gotten tired. Yes, I've gotten weary. Yes, I felt like throwing in the towel. Yes, sometimes I feel like not even moving. I don't feel like telling nobody nothing about the Lord. Oh, but when I have to, when I come to my senses and I think about what he's done for me, God changed my mind. He changed my mind. So that's what we have to do. We have to get a new mindset today. And I tell you, this man of God have preached under the anointing, and this was something that I didn't even want to deal with, the Acts of the Apostles. Because you know what? Everybody have their own opinions, and they comprehend the scripture the way they think it is and what they think God is saying, and this, he didn't say this. But you know what? I'm not into no debates, because I know one thing. I was wrecked under one. And God had mercy on me. I didn't know nothing about holiness. I didn't know nothing about living right. I was raised in the Methodist church. And guess what? We went to church for Sunday school because my mama made me go. And when I got grown, I went when I felt like it. Leave out the club and go to church. Hallelujah. Just say I done been a form of godliness. But, hey, God is calling up. God is calling for holiness, people of God. And I don't care what we say. And what we do, God has a record on us, and we have to live right. We got to live right because, honey, you ain't fooling nobody. If you slipping and sliding and hiding and all this other crazy stuff that these people think about, honey, it's only a matter of time because only what you do for Christ is going to last. If he got a record on you, honey, and guess what? You will not escape. You will not escape. You won't be able to accuse God of anything. So thank you, Apostle Johnson, for that word on today. It was a life-changing word. It was an encouraging word. It was a word to make us to want to get up and do more for the Lord. Get up and do something. Do something. Don't just talk about it. Get up and be a word, be a are a man and a woman of action. That's what this book of this Acts of the Apostles, the book of Acts, is about action. Hallelujah. Action. That's a verb. Hallelujah. So you have to exert some energy. You have to be doing something. You can't act and not do anything. Acting means doing. Amen. So we bless you on the day. We've had about 21 callers on the line, and we still see 19 callers on the line. So I'm going to Pastor Moore and then to Elder Gates, and then we're going to go on down the switchboard. God bless you all on the day. Hallelujah. Pastor Moore. I hope I got it right.
You got me, Burl. Yes. Yeah.
More. I'm going to get that right. I'm going to get that right. Spell it
it's
for
with
me.
A B. With a B. B-U-R-R-O-U-G-H-S.
It's with a B as in Victor?
That's boy. That's boy.
Boy. Okay. B-U-R-R-E-L-L.
No. O-U-G-H-S.
Okay, I'm going to get it right. Well, God bless you. We love you. I call you the pastor from Louisville.
That's right. If you say that, I can identify with you.
God bless you. We're so happy to have you with us today. If you want to give any comments or remarks to the audience.
I'm wanting to thank God for the man of God to bring the apostolic word to us today. What a great word. And I said, if we would take that word and eat it like it was given, I believe our lives would be changed, because he literally gave it to us like God wanted him to give it to us. And I was just, I said, oh, Lord, he's in high gear. And I wanted to just mute in as though I was an organ to go right behind him, because the word was great. But it didn't leave nothing behind it, because the anointing is what was doing the work. So I thank God for Apostle Johnson, amen, that the Lord will carry him to the height that he wants him to be at in this day and time. There is a divine order, amen, for him, in which God is carrying him. And that's the voice that needs to be heard, is what God has invested in that man of God. So I'm just grateful to be a part. Amen. I've been hanging out. I've been neglecting my work, because I've been enjoying the blog, the radio talk blog. Amen. I'm here at church. Supposed to have been doing work, but I kind of took a long break.
Well,
but I'll pay for that later. But I'm just grateful. Amen, to be in the company of great people, as you yourself, the anointed people. And that's who I want to surround my life around, is those that are anointed and can get something from God. You know, most of the time we don't need a prophetic word. We just need someone to love us, and we love them back.
That's
because
it.
That's what it's all about. You know, we've done church work all these years, but now it's time to do kingdom work. And we're just so grateful to the Lord. Thank God for the man of God. We bless him in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Well, God bless you, Pastor Moore. We're going to just be happy that God allows you that faith to take a little break and to come on and fellowship with us these past 3 days. And we certainly appreciate it. And you know, we're looking to hear the word from you, so
yes.
If you have some availability, we're looking to hear the word from you. And I just thank God how God just brings people together. You know, we're here in California, some is in North Carolina, some in Texas, some in Kentucky, Mississippi, Atlanta, Georgia. God has a way. Hallelujah. Connecting his people. So I just thank God for wonderful opportunity, and God bless you. Appreciate the
amen. I wanted to support. Go ahead. What'd you say, Mother? I didn't hear you.
And then to I see Mother Richard is on the line. We're going to go to Mother Richard. And then we have like maybe about 10 or 12 first-time listeners and callers on the line, so we're going to get to them also. We still have about 20 callers on the line. Amen. God bless you, Elder Gates.
God bless you, woman of God, and to the man of God that brought the word on this afternoon. We bid you Godspeed and pray God's blessings upon your life and upon the ministry that God has given you. I believe that we have been blessed by the word of God on today because there's something that it takes something first of all to challenge God's people. Because oftentimes God's people have a tendency to feel like that they're where they're supposed to be when God has something different in mind, or God has the people in place to tell us that we're not quite where we need to be. And to be able to be, if I heard his birth date correctly, he and I are around the same age. And to be able to have the kind of courage and authority to speak to the body of Christ, not just an age group, but the body of Christ at large, takes having to have been with God for some time, because he kept talking about being in the holy place. And kept talking about being circumcised, and kept talking about being with God and having a relationship with him, and being what you're supposed to be, when you're supposed to be it, and how you're supposed to be it. And for God to use someone to speak to the powers that be in a matter of speaking, because when we look throughout the seventh chapter, All Stephen talked about and what Stephen did actually also was he talked about men of God that spoke to power, and that's what Stephen did. He spoke to power, and sometimes God has to take the person God has to raise the person up that really hasn't had that much exposure and had that much influence. In order to have an impact, because you know one thing I've noticed about the Word of God is that the Word of God can't always make you happy. Sometimes the Word got to make you upset. Sometimes the Word has to get down in your craw and has to bug in your ear for a while in order for you to hear what God has had to say. And I speak the blessings of God to this man of God, and I want you to know that somebody in Oklahoma is praying for you and hoping and that you will stay the course that God has given you, and give your don't be afraid to speak for God. And you know, if you become like Stephen, you're in a good place. If you become like the men of God that you read about, that you preached about, you're in a very good place, because God has greatness in store for every one of his children, but most certainly for the men and the women of God that will speak for him and that will speak to the people of God in the way that he did, especially that he's challenging and charging the people of God to come back to the place that God has set. Because sometimes we shift the ground a little bit, and we get off course, and we establish our own little places, and you know we have our own little way of doing things, but God oftentimes has a way of putting people in place to say, no, get back to where I built the thing, get back to the place where I established, get back to the place that I set up, because that's the only place that God will bless. That's the only place that God will set his name is where he has set the house up, because the Bible declares that if God doesn't build the house, then they that work are laboring in vain. If he doesn't keep the city, then they that watch, they labor in vain. So I encourage you, man of God, to continue to stay the course and to continue to do what God has called you to do, and I encourage you just the same. Don't be afraid to be who God has called you to be. if God has called you to be this or that. Just be what you are and be what God has said. And God will validate you just like he did with Stephen, just like he did with Moses, just like
yeah.
he did with Abraham. God will validate
yeah.
you, and God will
yeah.
justify the call of God on your life. God bless you.
Amen.
God validate. We're going to go to, I think it's Pastor McCullough, then to Mother Richard, then we're going to go to Minister Mim. God bless you.
Oh, praise the Lord. Thank you, Pastor Johnson, for such a great message. And I just praise God for all that I have heard, Evangelist. It's been a beautiful experience being with you today. And I just want to praise God for all of the saints who are on board with you. And I just wanted to point out a couple of things that, you know, just as Stephen was persecuted, Christians are being persecuted around the world today, especially Christians and Jews. As a matter of fact, 165,000 mosques, there were that many mosques in 2011, let alone those who in 2012 and the years before that. And I learned about this man who was a Muslim, and he became a preacher. He got saved. His name is Reverend Majed El Shafi of Egypt. And anyway, when they found out that he was a Christian, they put him in jail. And these Muslims, he grew up as a Muslim, but he talked about how these Muslims would do anything to Christians, even to the raping of a 2.5-year-old child. But now, as he was in jail as a Christian, he was telling people that if he is guilty, and if loving Jesus is wrong, then he will just go ahead and suffer the consequences. So this reminds me of this young man who the first martyr in the Christian church. And we praise God for Stephen, who did all of this preaching about, covered several Old Testament, highlighted several Old Testament books and historical highlights in his last sermon. And what was beautiful, as he lay dying, as he was dying from being stoned from his own people, stoning him to death. And you know, there is friendly fire even in the church, where the hypocrites are persecuting the real saints in churches. That happens. It happens to so-called friendly fire. Well, that's what happened to Stephen. But yet he had the victory because he saw Jesus standing at the right hand of God. And I thank God. And I think he just said to die in Christ is worth it all. So let's pray for the martyrs around the world, and especially for their families, who are giving up their lives for the sake of Jesus Christ and his word. Praise God.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor McCullough. So glad to have you with us today. God bless you. We love you with the love of God.
Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen. We're going to Mother Richard and then to Minister Mim. God bless you, Mother Richard.
God bless you, woman of God, and God bless the man of God who brought the word of God. That's what we need to feed our souls. And I enjoyed so much how he delivered it. And praise God, I just thank God, because the scripture says that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And I enjoyed how he delivered the word, because it's wonderful. And I always enjoy the word of God. And this is the time of day that I pick up one of my grandchildren from school, but I just have to hang up in a minute. But God bless you. I have really enjoyed myself. He fed me today, and I thank God for it. God bless you, woman of God.
Amen. And I want you to know, Mother, before you get off the line, I want you to just give the people your number. Mother has a segment that she does on Monday evening at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time called Grandma's Touch. And she's with the Circle of Love Blog Talk Radio broadcast. And Mother, can you give them that number for your segment called Grandma's Touch? Grandma's,
yes. Yes, the number is 646-478-0116. Again, that's 646-478-0116. God bless you, Grandma.
Amen. And she's on with a good friend of ours, Pastor Adams. And they're on at 6 o'clock a.m. Pacific time. Every morning they're on 6 days a week except Sunday. They have an evening broadcast. So the number she gave you, you can access and support that radio broadcast with Pastor Ashton Adams. Again, that number is 646-478-0116. And this is one of our brothers in the Lord. So we certainly would like you all, when you can, to go in and support on that radio broadcast. Elder Gates also is a member, a regular member of that broadcast also. Amen. We're going to Sister Minister Mim, who is the executive assistant, to Apostle Johnson. And I met this young woman, she's talking with her on the phone this morning, just have a beautiful, beautiful, sweet spirit. And she read for Apostle Johnson, so we want to give her space to give a remark. Amen. God bless you, Minister Mim.
God bless you. Praise the Lord. First and foremost, I just want to give honor to God who's first in my life, giving honor to you, to all the clergy that are out there, to Apostle Johnson. I thank God for that word. It was food to my soul. I tell you, I am overjoyed right now to the point where there really are no words that can even explain or begin to explain how I feel. But I thank God for his word, because his word is true. His word shall stand. Everything else shall pass away, but his word shall stand. And I thank God for that. I thank God for him being a bold man of God that he is, and giving the word rightly divided the way that God has given it unto him, not sugarcoating, not adding anything and not taking anything away, and just being bold enough to say what it is that God is saying for him to say, because these are the days where people are saying what people want them to hear, but not what God has told them to say. So I thank God for that. I thank God for this line today, because it has truly been a blessing to me. It has truly been an encouragement. I was encouraged on yesterday. I thank God for everything. I thank God for all the people that have said something before now. I just thank God, because my spirit is just overjoyed. I'm speechless right now. Only thing I can do is just say hallelujah and give God all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise, because he is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. I thank you. I thank you, and I thank you in Jesus' name. God, I thank you.
Amen. We have some new callers on the line, and then I'll get to our regulars. But I like to at least get our guests first. We're going to area code 803. And the last four of your number is 5773. Can you greet us and tell us who you are?
LaToya Morris.
God bless you, Sister LaToya.
Huh?
Are you a member of Apostle Johnson?
Yes.
Oh, well, God bless you. You're welcome to get a comment if you like it.
The service was great. I really enjoyed it.
Amen. But God bless you. Thank you for tuning in on today. Amen. We also have area code 910, and the last four of your number is 6784. Can you greet us?
Praise the Lord. My name is Sherry Jake.
Sherry?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Can you tell us who invited you, and if you want to give a comment on the wonderful message that was preached on today, you're welcome to do so.
My name is Sherry Jades, calling from Fayetteville, North Carolina. I'm a special friend of Apostle Johnson, and I enjoyed the word on today.
Amen, amen. Well, thank you so much for tuning in. God bless you.
Amen.
All these young folks on the line, I know y'all are young because y'all voices are so young, but then, you know, voices are deceiving sometimes because I thought Ella Gates was old, was up with me, but I found out later he was younger than my daughter. Amen. So God bless you all. Thank you for tuning in. We're going to area code, that same area code, 910-587-0099. I'm sorry, 910, the last four is 0099. I don't like to give out people full phone numbers. God bless you.
God bless you, woman of God.
I thank God for that.
Yes, ma'am. I thank God for that on time given by. Amen. And I just thank God for what we received in this season right on time. Amen.
Amen. What's your name?
Amen. Hello?
What's your name?
Ma'am?
What's your name?
My name is Minister Pamela Jones.
Pamela Jones?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Are you a member of Apostle Johnson?
Yes, ma'am. I'm an associate of his. Amen. And I just thank God for the ministry inside of him. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you so much for tuning in. We certainly have enjoyed the pastor and have enjoyed you all on today. I tell you, God bless you. You got another 91 area code, and that's our last four of your numbers, 4925. Did you greet us? The last four of your number is 4925. Your line is open. Amen. Well, let's move on. We're going to go to area code 801. And the last four of your number is 4808. Can you greet us?
Yes. Praise the Lord. I just thank and praise God. My name is Loveland Flemings. I was in prayer with the mighty woman of God on yesterday and was invited to this service today, but there was a mix-up because I called at 3 and the man of God had finished preaching, and I feel so sad. But I thank God that I'm in on the comments and what have you. I want to be a part of you guys. I just love what you're doing, and the Lord, I thank God for mighty people to help me along the way to get where I need to be in him. People who love the Lord, who is going on in the Lord and that's raising up others up under them in the Lord. And I just want to be where God is. I want to be where his message is going forth, where he's truly delivering his people who wants to go for him. And that's where I am. I love you all, and I pray just to be a part of your family. I'm of no church right now. And this so far will be my church.
Lord Jesus, help us, God. You're the Most High.
Loveland Flemings.
Loveland Flemings.
Yes.
Can you spell it for me?
L-O-V-E-L-Y-N, Loveland. And Flemings is F-L-E-M-I-N-G-S.
May I share a word with her?
Yes, who is this speaking of?
The Lord said to tell you to expect the unexpected.
He said to tell you I'm about to do some new things all around you and to just expect me to do it. The topic on today was to be or not to be. And then the subtopic was they didn't accept me, but look at me now. And God said to expect the unexpected in your life and to know
Thank
that he's releasing miracles around you and that
Thank
change
you.
Is coming.
Thank
but the Lord
you,
said
Jesus.
To remind you that change is coming
Thank
and that
you,
the miracles
Jesus.
Have been released that you're needing in your life.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
That's the Lord right now, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. We'll be contacting you after the broadcast also, Sister Fleming, and you be encouraged to speak that word that the man of God has just imparted into your life. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you. It was for you to call. You called in late, but guess what? God still had a word.
Thank you, Jesus.
You were right on time. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. We see Evangelist Kinnaman and then Sister T. Oh, I'm sorry. Before I go to them, let's go to area code 601. And the last four of your number is 5289. Can you greet us?
Praise the Lord. I'm greeting you all in the name of the Lord Jesus. I'm with the Prayer Mountain Ministry, Minister Prophetess Patricia Spates, Destiny Protectors. My name is Terrell Cage, and I was just calling in to support you guys and praise God for the word, praise God for the ministry, New Destiny Ministries, and I pray God's continual blessings and anointing, double portion anointing over you guys, and that you will continue to move by his spirit and in his word, because he said they that are led by the spirit of God are the sons of God. So I just stand in agreement with you, and I'll continue to keep you all in our prayers.
Amen, amen. Well, thank you so much, Sister Carol, for tuning in. We certainly appreciate it, and whenever you can, drop by. We're right here, amen, 7 days a week. I want you all to know before I go to our last few callers that we're on this line Monday through Friday at 1 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time, at 3 p.m. Central Time, and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. And also, those of you that live in North Carolina, I have one of my girlfriends, Minister Billy Burns. She hosts a segment every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. Eastern Time. That's Carolina time. That's 5 on the West Coast. We're in California. And she hosts a segment called They Overcame. And she invites people to come on with life-changing testimonies where you know it ain't about no God putting food on your table, because he does that for the sin of man too. But if you know that God has done something miraculous and nobody could have brought you out with God, those are the testimonies she's looking for on Saturday. And she's on every Saturday morning. Also, we're on for 30 minutes of corporate prayer on Sunday morning at 7 a.m., and that's Pacific time, California time. We're on for 30 minutes, and we just come together and lift up some prayer for God, to the Lord, before we go to our different houses of worship. And you know, you need to be on fire. You need to be ready. You don't need to go in looking for no praise team. You don't need to go in looking for nobody to say nothing. You need to bring your praise with you. Because when you get to driving in your car and you begin to think on what God has done for you, honey, I don't need no praise team, because guess what? I put me a little CD on, and I begin to start praying, and I begin to start telling God, thank you, hallelujah.
Thank
when
you,
I walk
Jesus.
In the door, I already, boy, he's already there anyway, because he said,
thank
my
you,
house, my house shall be called the house of prayer. My name won't be there. So, you know, I don't have nothing against you all that are
staying at home. I don't have nothing against you, but my Bible tells me fail not to assemble myself, because guess what? This laptop and this streaming ain't going to cut it for me. Father,
yeah.
You got to be in a place where you can touch like-minded people. You can feel the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Fail not to assemble yourself. Don't get caught up in the staying home and tuning up your iPad and your iPod and your laptop and all that. You streaming live. You better go where you can get some help, because this laptop, they can't touch you. Hallelujah. They can't feel you. They don't
even know
you're there. And I don't know why I had to go there today, but I'm telling you,
we're living in
a day where all of the gadgets that's being set up, all of the devil is setting up some of them, but some of the gadgets, like this gadget, God just set this up for us to spread the gospel. Hallelujah, because he said his gospel is going to be preached to every creature, because there can be nobody be able to accuse God of anything. So I'm telling you, get out your houses and go find your church. Find your church home where you can invest your time. Find your man or woman of God that's going to pray for you. They ain't going to send a representative, but they're going to cover you with their blood. They're going to cover you with Jesus' blood. They're going to come to you and assist you and support you when your family's going through. You got folks, hallelujah, that's not paying because you can't pay no tithes. You can give them. Giving tithes and offers and something happened in their family, you can't even find the pastor. They're on a cruise somewhere. They're sending representatives. Well, guess what? You don't send a representative to receive my tithes and my offerings. Hallelujah. The Bible said, know them that labor among you. I want to be in a place where I have some kind of report with my leader. I want him to know who I am. I want him to know about my children and my grandchildren. I love God. Don't get me started today. But we getting on here, and they got pen pal accounts, and we sending in money to these tellies, and I ain't got nothing against them. Hallelujah. But I tell you what, when the man or the woman of God put a petition before you, when we got a building fund going on, hallelujah, you send in your money to Sister so-and-so and Prophet and Apostle so-and-so, and they don't know you. They don't know your family. How? What they going to get to you? They're not going to get anything to you. You better invest in the man and woman of God that God has placed in your house. In your life.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Because they watch for your soul. These televangelists can't watch for your soul.
Yeah.
If they don't know you, how they going to watch for your soul? If they don't know you, how they going to be able to give a report to the Lord? Because let me tell you, people, when we stand before God, somebody going to have to speak up for you. Because God going to have your record before it. But he's going to say, Bishop Morris, I see some negative stuff here about Adrian. He's going to say, Presiding Prelate Bishop Lewis, will you come on up to the podium? I want to hear what your testimony is about Sister Adrian. Hallelujah. Then he's going to call Bishop Singles, and he's going to say, come on up here. I want to hear what your report is. Hallelujah. And guess what? They all better have a good report, because God going to wait. God going to weigh everything righteously. Hallelujah. Won't be no unbalance. The scale will not be tipped. Hey, glory to God. And I tell you, I love the men and women of God. I got some favorite televangelists, so I'm not speaking against them. But you better know. You better know who you investing in. You better know if somebody can get a prayer through. You better know in your hour, your time of need, that you can call upon these people to minister to you. You know the Messiah. Oh, glory to God. Why did I go there today, God? Woo, Lord, I bless you today. Let me go. I've got two or three more callers on the line. I got to get some. Y'all hang with me just a little while longer. Where's the banjo skinnerman? God bless you. Go right ahead, woman of God.
I praise God. Hallelujah. I thank God for just being God all by himself, you know. And I thank God for the minister, the pastor brought the word. It really, a time like this, we need to hear the doctrine word of God. And we don't have to sugarcoat the word. And I just thank God that, because the word, it will save you. It will heal you. The word of God will convict your soul. If we're not right, it's the word. It's nothing but the word going to stand in these last days, you know. And it's behooved us to keep doing the will of the Lord. And I pray God's blessing on the minister that came forth with the word of God. And I just thank God, because we have to search our heart daily. You know, we have to search ourselves. See where you at with the Lord. Not
all right.
See, no one don't have a right to search me. I have to search myself to see where I'm standing with the Lord. You know, look in the mirror and see you. And everybody just search their own heart and just look to Jesus. What a God will just do miraculous things. You know, we keep our eyes on the Lord and keep living holy. Because he's calling for holy people. He's being holy for I am holy. And I praise God for the word. Hallelujah. It was anointed by Jesus Christ. And hallelujah. And I love the word of God. Hallelujah. I just take the word for myself. And I thank God for the minister that went the word of God that he uses mightily for this hour and this time. And I just like what he was saying, be or not to be, you know, either you're going to be for God or either you're not going to be for the Lord. You know, you can't straddle the fence. Either you're going to be right or either you're going to be wrong. You know, I have to examine myself. The Bible says examine yourself, see you in the faith. You have to examine your own self. And this is a daily walk with the Lord. And I just praise the Lord for just doing what he needs to do inside of me. Hallelujah. I just want more of the Lord. I can't get enough of the word of God. You know, hallelujah. I'm just anxious. I'm just looking for God to just overshadow me with his word. Praise God. God bless everyone on the line. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Evangelist Kinnaman. Thank you for that comment. We certainly appreciate she's been with us from the inception of this broadcast, and truly we thank God for Evangelist Kinnaman, a mighty woman of God. I see one of my good friends on the line, and this is, I think, Minister Rose Tillman from Highway and Hedges Ministry in Denver, Colorado. This walking woman of God is doing a great work in Denver. And I'll tell you that message. That's for the whole ministry right there. To be or not to be. They didn't accept me, but look at me now. Amen. God bless you, Minister Tillman.
Praise the Lord. I didn't hear everything you were saying. What did you just wanted me to say? Praise the Lord. Yes, you got on a little bit late. You're going to have to go back in the archives and listen at this message. But the title was To Be or Not to Be. Hallelujah. Accept me, but look at me now. Minister Tillman has a ministry there in Denver, Colorado, and she's been fought on every end. But you know what? She's still standing. She's still feeding the poor. She's still preaching the word. Hallelujah. Been in one place almost 20 years. So come on and just give us a word from the Lord right now, Minister Tillman. We love you.
Praise the Lord.
I love what you're teaching. Are you teaching out of the book of Acts?
Yeah.
The history of the church. I love the book of Acts. Amen. One of my favorites, because this is where we find our birth place. Amen. Our birthing, where we came in. Amen. So, I thank God for that teaching. We can't get enough. Amen. He said that we shall receive power. That's where the power comes in.
came in our lives, amen, but when Pentecost happened in our lives, Acts 1 and 8 says, shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, in all Judea, and in Samaria, and to the uttermost part of the earth. We thank God for the power. Thank you for the power. The power to live right, you know, the power to act right, amen. And most of all, the power to witness, amen. The power to be a witness. And there's a great and awesome privilege to be a witness to the truth and to be God. Amen. And contrary to popular, amen, teaching and authority of the persons of the people, if they don't believe in Pentecost, amen, they said it's not for us today. So we that are filled with the Holy Ghost that have experienced Pentecost know that it's still active in the land today. Amen. He says to you and all those, amen, and afar off, as many as the Lord thy God shall call. Thank you, Jesus. So I just love, amen, the book of Acts, amen, and I thank the Lord, amen, giving us this power, Holy Ghost, my God, hallelujah. And what
Amen. Well, thank you so much, Minister Tillman. We thank you for tuning in for the three moments. I know you're probably still feeding, so God bless you, and we thank you for tuning in. Amen. All right. God bless you. We're going to Evangelist Bruce Hill. Again, we're going to go back to our speaker. I think we have one more. Sister T is the only one I think we haven't reached. So we're going to go to Evangelist Drusilla, and then we're going to Sister P, and then we're going to go back to our last, to our speaker, Apostle Johnson, and let him have the final say in the matter. And also, I'll get a word of prayer. So Evangelist Drusilla, God bless you.
Woo-wee. I've been in and off of this line. I've been in transition. I've been kind of going through with my telephone being coming on and off. But I got a chance to hear that young man. I'm telling you, he broke that word out. I mean, I thought about Jeremiah. Isn't that my word like fire? And is it like a hammer that break it into pieces? Honey, he broke that word down in pieces. He really came on with that word, and I enjoyed what I heard as much as I could hear. And I just say amen and amen, and I'm in agreement with the word that's already been spoken. Bless you, woman of God. Back to you.
Amen, and thank you so much, Evangelist. Lucilla has been assisting me with this switchboard. Those of you all don't know, this is just like a regular switchboard, so this the caller line, the more callers you have, the more complicated it gets. So God bless you. Let me go to Sister Dawn. I don't know if she's at work. God bless you, Dawn. Dawn? Okay. That's my sister. She lives in Irving, Texas. So just wanted to get a word from Sister T. Coming to you, and I think you're the last one. We've had a lot of callers today.
God bless. I did not get to hear the message. There was so many distractions going on. I just had the phone on. I didn't get to hear none of the message, but I thank God for you have on the line. So I was able to hear all the comments. Just pray my strength in the Lord that I be the daughter he calls me to be right now. Thank you.
Amen. Well, I want you all to know you can go back and listen to this message in its entirety. All you have to do is go to blogtalkradio.com, search for New Destiny Ministries, scroll down to today's date, and you'll see his name will pop up. And I also put a little picture on for you, Apostle Johnson. So we just so honored again. We're going back to Apostle Johnson and thank God for his patience and listening to all of the callers and our comments. We didn't see, well, matter of fact, I was so involved in the message. I do see Pastor Greg, and he is a regular supporter of us. He comes in the chat room, and I hadn't seen him for a few weeks. So God bless you, Patriot Grant. So glad that you were able to tune in and listen to this awesome word on today. So God bless you, Patriot Grant. We're going back to our speaker, Apostle Johnson. Lord, I just love you. Hallelujah.
Amen. We just give honor to God. I give all praise and honor to him. I thank God for this great woman of God having me as a guest on today. I thank you, you, and you for listening and being a part of God's word. Truly, I'm just honored and stay humble in my spirit about what God has to say, because it's not I, but it's him. And so I do honor him on today. I ask that God would go and stretch out into every home and to every person that has a chance to listen, that he would touch your lives in an amazing way, that he would come in and bless you in whatever you need in your life. We just speak and declare that it is done, that whatever's plaguing, that we form no sickness can harm anyone, but just overflow and harvest would come in this time, in this season. And we just thank God again for just him being an awesome God on today. And we thank him for just his awesome word. We thank you for Acts 7, oh God. We thank you for everything that you're saying and doing in our lives, God. Continue to increase us. Continue to grow us, oh God, because you're amazing and awesome and mighty. Father, we just thank you this day, God, that you're going to bless this broadcast, God, that you're going to bless this woman of God for everything that she's doing on this blog, God. But it's not her will, God, but it's your will being done, oh God. Bless those that assist her, oh God. Father, just continue to expand it, God. Give her the very things that she needs, oh Father. And Father, we just love you, God, that every viewer, God, every person that listens and supports, God, that you would overflow their lives, God, financially and physically, God, because you're great and mighty and awesome. And God, it is to you we give the name, the honor, the glory, and the praise. In the name of Yeshua, God, we just thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen. I just thank God for this wonderful man of God. Thank God for all of for the parishioners that joined him on today and supported this man of God. And I tell you, I just see God doing some great and marvelous things in your life. I see you traveling.
Amen.
As never before. I see God open up new doors, even you being the covering. I see new ministry being birthed, and you're going to be their covering.
Thank you, God.
Coming under your covering. You know, sometimes we kind of shy away from young people, hallelujah, because we feel like they're not experienced. They ain't been through nothing. But I remember God called Josiah. Hallelujah. At 8 years old, he began to reign. Hallelujah. He was a man of God. So, baby, don't look at the age. Look at the anointing that's on your life. Look at what you have committed to the Lord. You know, the Bible says commit your ways to the Lord. I thank God. I pronounce blessings right now over your life. I decree and declare, I command new doors, new territory. Hallelujah. Lord, this territory, Lord God.
Yes, God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
But they'll look at the wisdom that you have given him. They'll look at the intelligence that you have given him. They'll look at the compassion and the passion that he has for ministry. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Apostle Johnson, right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Lord God. Laborers, Lord God, laborers that's going to love you. For all the seeds that he's sown, Lord God, send in the harvest, Lord God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Harvest that has been contaminated, a harvest, hallelujah, that's fruitful. Hallelujah, a harvest that will multiply. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. Hallelujah, we count it done. And even the Sister Loveland's living right now, God. You know where she's at, right? Hey, hallelujah. And she was honest. She said she's not in a church right now, God. Oh, but God, you're going to direct her, and you're going to lead her into a church, Lord God, where she can grow. Hallelujah, where she can become intimate with you, Lord God. Hallelujah. And you've already said a broken heart and a
contrite spirit, you would in no way turn it away. Lord God, we ask in your such a mind, God, God, hallelujah. Remove her mind, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And I know, hallelujah, you're going to do it because you wouldn't have had her to come on this line. You wouldn't have had her to been instructed.
Yes, God. Yes.
This line, God, and admit, some of us want to hide. Hallelujah. But when you want help, you don't care who knows you need help. You going to tell it. Hey, glory to God. We bless you today, God. We thank God for Pastor McCullough. Hallelujah. We're looking for a harvest, even in her ministry, Lord God. Bring the souls in, Lord God. Hallelujah. Souls that's going to love you. We thank God for Pastor Moore today out of Louisville, Kentucky. Elder Gates, hallelujah. Minister Mim and all the evangelists and the sisters and brothers in Christ that have came on the line. Even Mother Richard, Lord God, we thank God for her. In the name of Jesus, we bless you. And we give you glory and we give you praise. Hallelujah. And I also, those of you that visit on Facebook, I want you to like my niece page. My niece is doing an online gospel magazine called Fresh Oil Mag. It's Fresh Oil, F-R-E-S-H-O-I-L, Mag, M-A-G.com. And she's launching this online magazine. So go and support her. Get an online subscription. It's a gospel dear to the younger generation. She's only about 31 years old. So I'm so very proud of her. She's been on our line before. She's in seminary. So, you know, we got to support our own. Amen. Now the world supports their own, and we have to support ours. Amen. Amen. So thank you, Apostle Timothy Johnson. We love you. Don't be a stranger. Hallelujah. We
Amen.
Are connected.
We love you too. I want to be here in support of you because of what God is doing in your life.
They don't appreciate you in North Carolina. God will send you over here on the West Coast. Yeah, he'll send you over here on the West Coast. Hallelujah.
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 So we love you all. Tomorrow, our speaker will be Dr. Kenneth Burford. A Christ Redeeming Center, and you're talking about an awesome teacher, an awesome preacher, an awesome man of God. Hallelujah. You don't want to miss tomorrow. Dr. Kenneth Burford will be with us on tomorrow. We're going to get the man of God up early. So tune in early where you can hear the message. And those of you all that wasn't with us on yesterday and Monday, go back into the office Monday, all the days free. And yesterday, Mother Space, hallelujah, she brought the word. So Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, we're going a little bit higher. Amen. So we're going to let you go. Thank you all for tuning in. We're going to close out with this is called
I feel a special anointing in this place. The glory fills this place. Could you just, for just a moment, with the fruit of your lips, just begin to thank God? Come on, in your own words, if he's been good to you. If it wasn't for his grace, you wouldn't even be here tonight, but he's been good to you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. I dare you to just give him the praise. Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, don't do it without me. You got to tell it for yourself. Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, please don't do it without me. Woo! Don't do it without me. Come on, help me say.